Welcome in, everyone. We're now in this video going to teach through Proverbs chapter 4. Hey, listen, I hope you've been enjoying the series so far of Proverbs. Really felt led to do this, a little different twist on the Michael Walsh Show. But these truths are things that have guided and led my life in all the different aspects that I've done in life, whether it's raise a family, whether it's be in business, in particular, you know, definitely in business and with my kids and family. And it's just so important as we operate in life to seek wisdom from God's word. Sometimes, though, it can be overwhelming. Like, where do I go? Do I read first? How do I get into God's word? I don't understand what I'm reading. All of those things that you hear. And the good news is you don't have to go to church necessarily. Not that church is a bad thing, to just engage and enact and connect with God. You can read his word. I talked to you a lot about getting your own Bible. If you got questions about that, we're going to have some links. If they're not there now, they will be soon in the description of places that you can go and get a few that I might recommend that I'm using actually right here, NLT version, and where to get that. And I want to challenge you always to get your highlighter out, right? So that way you're highlighting things that work there. Hey, listen, let's jump in. Before we jump in, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get into Proverbs chapter 4. Father, we thank you for this day, the time together. We just pray blessing on all those that are joining. Whether it's a Bible study group or an individual person, God, we just pray protection and blessing on them. We just ask that you would help them to receive real wisdom from your word and these words that are spoken on this show. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Proverbs chapter 4, here we are. So this is the idea of a father's advice to his children and some other things like that. So important. Now, I want to preface this with the reality that I know, because we live in a fallen world, we live in a sinful world, that many of you watching this have not had a good experience with your father. You're in a place where your father may have been abusive. He may not have been there. He may have left. You know, all kinds of different things that could have happened from your father and even your mother, quite honestly. And so I understand that. That happens, and I want to challenge you with this thinking. That happens not because God made that happen, but because we live in a world where we have free will. And because we have free will, there are people that sin. And sin creates havoc and chaos and mess. And that's where a lot of these challenges come from. So even though I know it can be hard a little bit, my challenge and encouragement to you is to think about the reality of trying not to blame God for the challenges that you had when you were young. It doesn't make it right, and that doesn't make it easy. And you may need therapy and some counseling to really work through some of the things that you were involved in as a child. Now, maybe you're the anomaly, and maybe you're watching this, and you're in a place where you had a pretty normal childhood. You know, I grew up, my dad had a heating and air conditioning company. My mom stayed at home. It certainly wasn't perfect. They weren't perfect people. There are no perfect people, by the way. But it was at least my dad was the provider. My mom was at home. There was stability. My parents are still together. They fought for that stability. They fought to stay together. And I don't mean fought like one to another, fought, punched, but I mean they fought for the marriage. And that was important. That's what I saw growing up. But I know many of you didn't have that. And you had some challenging times where you maybe had an influence or someone that was in church that you knew. Maybe your father was a pastor or a youth pastor, and they said one thing and it totally lived another way. And so that can cause us to kind of fall away a little bit. So I want to challenge you to try and put all of those ideas aside, the challenges that put aside, and just say, okay, let me think about this. Those people that harmed me were people. They were flesh and blood. They were imperfect. And I can't be putting that imperfection on God because God is perfect. And God allows free will. That's why sin occurs. That's why sin happens. That's why we're able to make the choice. You can choose to reject God, or you can choose to draw close to God. That's up to you. So as we dive into this in Proverbs 4, talking about advice to children, I want you to be challenged to think about it that way and how, if you have kids or grandkids, that you can do it differently. You can change the incorrect patterns and make them correct. That's the goal here, is to improve in our lives. All right. Verse 1 says, "My children, listen to your father. Listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment." Now, again, this is if your father was speaking with wisdom. He may not have been. But there is wisdom out there to find. "For I am," verse 2, "giving you good advice. Don't turn away from my instructions, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart. Follow my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words and turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing that you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. Isn't that interesting? I love that. It says, you know, wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. If you went to someone that was very successful, let's say Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or whatever, and you said, could you do me a favor? Share with me, would you mind sharing with me the wisest thing that I could do to grow in my life? And here's a message from God, the creator of everything, saying the wisest thing that you can do in life is to get wisdom. Think about that. Chase after it. Get wisdom. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do, and whatever else you do, develop good judgment. There's a gentleman that I've been interacting with, great guy, and he's had many struggles in his past, from alcoholism to divorces to being in jail. He's really come out of it in many ways, and I'm very proud of him and his growth. And one of the things that I love about how he's operating in life right now is he realizes that his best ideas left to himself is what put him in the places that he was in recovery and rehab and all of these things. His best ideas was to go and go to the strip club and go here and go there and hang out with these people. Those are his best ideas because he thought that's going to be a great time and it's going to be fun. And in life, it caused him to be in a place where he had and made bad judgment. And consequently, he wreaked the consequences of those decisions. And so now he's in a place where he's saying, I need good judgment. He's seeking it out. He's involved in a Bible study. He's involved in a group of men that are helping him grow in the Lord and make and have better judgment. That's what the word says here in verse 7. Whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head and she will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, verse 10, listen to me and do what I say and you will have good long life. This is something I thought about years ago in relation to accepting advice, and I don't accept advice from everyone. There's a lot of people that want to give you advice. You've probably seen that before. Someone saying, hey, here's a thought. Hey, here you should do this. I really think you should do that, And you're sitting there and you're hearing these people and you're like, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know that I want to take your advice. Dennis Waitley talked a lot about where is this advice coming from? Who is this person? What is their story? What does their personal life look like? What does their family life look like? What does their business life look like? Where are they at on their journey? And I think you need to be thinking about that. Like, where are you getting your advice from? And is it coming from God's word? Verse 11, it says, I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight path. Verse 12, it says, when you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they will be a key to life. In life, a lot of times we're in a place where we come to doors with locks on them that we just can't open, or it feels like I don't know how to get through this door, this challenge that I'm facing. We need the right key to get in that door. You imagine yourself walking in and you're going home if you've ever lost your keys, right? And you're like, oh, I can't get into my house. I got to see. Hopefully the window's open. I can pop the window open, jump in, or whatever that looks like. Well, what this is telling us here is wisdom will give us the key to life, key to open doors, to go down roads and paths that God has for us, to understand things that maybe we wouldn't have ordinarily understood. It's so important. Verse 14, it says, don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the paths of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving. In other words, you're walking down, you're seeing people. If you're a younger person, if you're training your kids or coaching your kids on this, maybe you're doing a devotional with your family, as I mentioned before. And by the way, if you're starting on this one, go back to chapter 1 and go all the way through so you're all the way through it. But listen, if you see people doing evil or doing things that are evil, get away from them. Now, that doesn't mean that if someone needs help, you don't step in and help them, right? I love what Tim Ballard's done with Operation Underground Railroad and really proactively going out and rescuing kids that are enslaved and abused. That's a wonderful thing. We need to be involved with that. But when you're seeing people that are involved in evil, get away from those people, right? Guilty by association kind of thing. And then you find yourself in a place where you're starting to go down that path yourself. Don't do that. Verse 16, for evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Verse 18, the way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines even brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. You know, I don't know if you've ever done this. If you've ever been in a place where you've walked into your house or you've walked into a room, it's pitch black. And maybe you've done it in such a way that maybe it was a new room, right? You went into a brand new room and the lights weren't on. So you've never been there before. You didn't really know what was where in the room. Well, when you walk kind of very gingerly. You know, kind of put your hands out, put your toes out. If you don't have shoes on, hope you don't stub your toe. You know, you're in a place where you're like, I don't know where things are. You're walking gingerly until the light turns on. And then when the light's on, you know where everything is. You can walk normal. You can move quickly. And what the Bible is telling us here is verse 19, it says, but the way of the wicked. So those that are not living for the Lord, those that are not seeking truth and wisdom, it says the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. So they're stumbling over things. The reality of it is, guys, they're so blind, they can't even see it. And you've seen that before where you see someone that is just prone to kind of challenges in their life. And for whatever reason, you see that they keep going back and struggling with the same thing. You've known people like that in your life. They tend to struggle. Maybe it's you. I don't know. Struggling with the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Why? Because they have not sought after wisdom. They haven't sought after the things of God. Verse 20 says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they will bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Verse 23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. Oh my gosh, this is a big one for us, right? How many times do we have people in life that were like, you know what? All right, don't tell anyone I told you this, but I want to tell you something. I love what Zig used to say about gossip. He said, you know, I hate to spread gossip, but I just don't know what else to do with it. You know, he says, I don't like to spread gossip, so I'm only going to tell you this once. Don't do that. Don't engage in that conversation. Don't engage in conversation with people that are corrupt in their speak, that are talking and bringing others down, that are looking to throw darts and arrows at other people on a regular basis. Stay away from that conversation. I guarantee you the person that is throwing the dart or arrow at someone else is not focused on themselves. We have to say, time out. I got to focus on me. I got to focus on how I can grow and avoid that speech. Corrupt speech. Verse 25, look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Notice it doesn't say, look behind you. Look in the rearview mirror. Drive looking in the rearview mirror. It doesn't say that. It says, look forward. Go to where you're directionally supposed to be going. And I think that's something, a little side note, that can trip a lot of us up in life, is we're so consumed with the past that we don't focus on the future. Focus on the future. Focus on where you're going. Focus on what God has for you. Focus on your improvement and your growth. Your growth. Yesterday is gone. So important. Make out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. And keep your feet from following evil. Keep your feet from following evil. So important. That was Proverbs chapter 4. Listen, we're going to jump in next to Proverbs chapter 5. But if you miss Proverbs chapter 3 or even Proverbs chapter 1, the beginning, go back and do it. Remember, there's links in the description here where if you have questions about or you don't have a Bible, remember, I'm recommending that you physically get a Bible. Don't just use your phone. Get a physical Bible that you can highlight. There's going to be highlighters here. I'll recommend some of those as well. I know it's simple, but that way it's real easy for you. Just put it in your Amazon cart or whatever, wherever you shop. Get these things. Get equipped. Just like if you were going to go play basketball, you wouldn't show up to the court without a basketball. If you're going to go play football, you wouldn't show up to the field without a football, right? You wouldn't show up to the golf course without golf clubs. You wouldn't do that. Get equipped. Get yourself equipped. Get ready. Prepare. Invest into your future knowledge by buying things and investing in things that you can study and keep and use to grow you. As always, I appreciate you tuning in. And if you are involved in a group or you're doing this directly, I'd love your comments and feedback in the comments below. Feel free to message us there that way. And just let us know what you're thinking and what maybe you've learned or what you've been getting from some of these messages, some of these teachings along the way. All right, be blessed. And until then, see you at Proverbs 5 next video. Have a good one.